Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the show, we are talking about the Mike Tomlin press conference, which just finished up. He had a lot to go over, including the injury report for this Sunday's game against the Browns. Sounds like everyone on the Steelers is at least going to participate at some point in practice this week. So it sounds like the Steelers will go into this game against the Browns relatively healthy, and that includes Vance McDonald. He talked about the decision to keep Josh Dobbs over Landry Jones. I'll play those clips and let you hear what he had to say there. He also talked about the Le'Veon Bell situation. Of course, we are now into day two of Le'Veon Bell's regular season holdout. The expectation would be that he would show up for Monday and Monday's practice. He did not. There is no practice today for the Steelers, the next practice being tomorrow on Wednesday. That is the expectation, is that he will show up. Then we'll talk about what Tomlin had to say about it today. He also talked about the outside linebacker position. I think this is where kind of the most intriguing comments came from Mike Tomlin today, or at least has Steeler fans buzzing, as Mike Tomlin talked about the potential for adding another outside linebacker this week. Welcome to the show. I am your host, Tony Serino. You can find more of this podcast by subscribing to it. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are found. Search for Locked On Steelers. Hit the subscribe button and you will get your daily dose. It is starting to feel like regular season football, isn't it? College season got underway this weekend. The last game was yesterday. They finished up their opening weekend with that Monday nighter between Virginia Tech and Florida State. And that, for me, is always kind of the precursor to the NFL season, right? College starts the week before. You kind of get to see real football for the first time in college. And then, of course, we go into this week and the regular season. As I said, today we're talking about the Mike Tomlin press conference. Tomorrow, a brand new series here we're starting on the Locked On Podcast Network, Crossover Wednesday. It'll be a crossover between the two teams that are playing that week. So I will be joined tomorrow by Jeff Lloyd of Locked On Browns to preview this Sunday's game between the Browns and Steelers. We're also starting a Facebook page and a Facebook group for Locked On Steelers. Again, I want to get more fan involvement during this season. As I've said, I love talking to you guys on Twitter, even when you're coming on there to tell me how wrong I was about Landry Jones. I love talking to you guys. I want to get more of that discussion going. Hopefully we can do that on both Twitter, as we're doing now, but also move some of that discussion to Facebook and get you guys interacting with one another. I want to do more live shows this offseason, and that will happen via the Facebook page. It'll also happen on Twitter and Periscope. The draft night streams that I did during the NFL draft this season were a ton of fun, getting to interact with you guys, getting to hear your feedback, and as we waited to hear the Steelers make their selections. I want to do more of that this season as well. And so, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Steeler Country, and I will put the information as far as the Facebook group and the Facebook page on the website, LockedOnSteelers.com. You can also, I'll probably post it to Twitter as well. But let's start today with some news and notes. We had practice for the Steelers on Monday, so we got to hear some injury reports there as far as who practiced and who did not. Mike Hilton was able to practice with the scout team as he works his way back from an undisclosed injury. He was still not willing to disclose what that injury is, but he is working his way back to full health. Xavier Grimble returned to practice after the surgery on his hand. Ramon Foster took first team reps in practice. Morgan Burnett was also back at practice, and Vance McDonald still out with that foot injury. He called it day to day, which I think is kind of funny. You know, we've also heard Tomlin describe it as a day to day injury early in the process. It's been over a month that Vance McDonald has not practiced, so it's been a month long day to day injury for Vance McDonald. But according to Tomlin, at the press conference today, McDonald is getting closer to return to practice, so that is at least exciting to hear. Josh Dobbs was listed as the backup quarterback on the team's first depth chart for the regular season. Expected coming out of the preseason, of course, Dobbs looked better than Mason Rudolph throughout the process. Now, I think there's still an open question as to how long is Josh Dobbs the backup versus Mason Rudolph, right? Is that an open competition throughout the regular season? Tomlin addressed that today, so we'll talk about that when we talk about Tomlin's press conference. The Steelers also announced their team captains for the year. They are Ben Roethlisberger, Marquise Pouncey on offense, Cam Hayward on defense, and then Chris Boswell is the special teams captain. In 2017, remember, it was just Ben and Cam Hayward as your captain, so Pouncey and Chris Boswell, new captains in 2018. The Steelers restructured the contract for Cam Hayward, converting $8 million of it to signing bonus, freeing up another $5+ million this offseason. Certainly makes you wonder what the Steelers are going to be doing with all this money now that they're, you know, that they're adding under the cap. They now are close to, or maybe even over, $10 million under the salary cap, or with $10 million of salary cap space available to them. You certainly wonder about, is this an extension to an existing player coming? Of course, we've talked about this before. Ben Roethlisberger could be due an extension sometime soon. That may be next offseason, but certainly you could see it done now. The Steelers may feel like with all the crazy money being given out at quarterback, they might as well do an extension now before that money gets even crazier. We'll see what happens there. Also, though, Tomlin talked about the outside linebacker position, so I'll wait to address this until we talk about what Tomlin had to say about outside linebacker, because I think that's another place where this money could go. Marquise Pouncey said on Monday that Le'Veon will show on Wednesday. That is his bet, that he has talked to Le'Veon, and though he will not say what he and Le'Veon talked about, he did say that he expects Le'Veon to be there on Wednesday. And I think a lot of people around the Steelers organization kind of have that same thought, right? We heard that from Ben Roethlisberger, that he hopes that Le'Veon will be there on Wednesday. A lot of expectation that while Le'Veon wasn't there on Monday, he will show on Wednesday, and this will not turn into an extended holdout for Le'Veon Bell. Also, though, I think you've heard a lot of Steeler players say this over the last couple days, and Marquise Pouncey echoed it in saying that as a team, we're fine, right? I think there's a lot of people around the Steelers organization that are very comfortable with going into week one with James Conner. And as I said on yesterday's podcast, even if Le'Veon shows up on Wednesday and is ready to play on Sunday, I'm not sure that he's going to get the bulk of the carries on Sunday. Given what James Conner has done this preseason, I would expect to see just as much James Conner as we see Le'Veon Bell. And I would expect that to continue until the Steelers feel like Le'Veon is back into football shape. So expect to see a lot of James Conner on Sunday, regardless of if Le'Veon shows up on Wednesday. Before we continue today's podcast, let me tell you about our sponsor for today's show, MyBookie. You know, just as important as who you're betting on is who you're betting with. And that's why this season, MyBookie is your best bet. They've been in business for years. They have great reviews online. Their mobile site is very easy to use, and that's why I'm recommending them this year. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score in each game. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, and then let's talk about the Mike Tomlin press conference, which just ended here on Tuesday. Tomlin started the press conference by going over the injury report. And according to Tomlin, all players will be at least partial participants in practice starting tomorrow. So we're talking about Mike Hilton, TJ Watt, James Washington, Xavier Grimble, even Vance McDonald should be a partial participant this week in practice. And that's awesome to hear. Again, for a team that has had so many injury problems throughout training camp and throughout preseason, again, on neither side of the ball did all 11 players play in a single preseason game, right? We did not see all 11 starters in any of the games on both offense and defense. Mike Hilton spent time up and down Morgan Burnett, up and down TJ Watt, didn't participate at all throughout the preseason, and neither did Vance McDonald. So I'm glad to hear now that all of the players will at least be partial participants, and I'm hopeful that guys like Mike Hilton can play. TJ Watt seemed like he's going to be healthy. James Washington would be awesome to see in week one. Xavier Grimble, of course, coming back from that hand injury, but the biggest one is Vance McDonald. And while, look, I'm not going to sit here and say that, okay, here we go, it's over, the injury problems for Vance McDonald are over, they are certainly not, but it is good to hear that he's at least getting back to some level of health. And while, yes, he will probably spend the season, as he did a year ago, kind of on and off the injury report, at least going into week one, he's getting his way back to health. And glad to hear that no one on the roster right now can be characterized as out. Antonio Brown is healthy, everyone should at least participate at some point in practice. He also talked about the Le'Veon Bell situation. Again, as I said, we are entering now day two, or we are into day two of Le'Veon Bell's regular season holdout. The expectation around the team is that he will show up tomorrow for Wednesday's practice. That's the practice where the Steelers start to install their game plan for Sunday's game. So Le'Veon will kind of need to be there for Wednesday's practice if he's going to play on Sunday. Tomlin was asked if he expects Le'Veon Bell to show up tomorrow. Here's what he had to say.
I hadn't thought about it. We'll see. Much like I've told you guys throughout this process, when he gets here, that's when we'll start quantifying all Le'Veon Bell-related things, his overall readiness, the amount of time that we have between his arrival and our next competition, et cetera, et cetera. We'll weigh all of those things at the appropriate time. Right now, we're just singularly focused on the guys that are here and working and have been here and working and kind of building a plan around variables that we know. That's the appropriate thing.
So Tomlin, of course, you know, doing a very Tomlin-esque thing there, just avoiding the question altogether by saying he hasn't really thought about when Le'Veon will show up. Of course, he has thought about when Le'Veon Bell will show up. We all have. That we all are wondering, is he going to hold out? Is he going to hold out multiple weeks? What is that going to do to this football team? But Tomlin clearly didn't want to talk about it. He did say he hadn't talked to Le'Veon this week. Of course, last season, he said the two had talked throughout the process. He also said the organization had applied for the two-week exemption to have a 54th player on the roster whenever Le'Veon does show up. He also talked about James Conner as a replacement to Le'Veon Bell early on in the season. And I'm going to play this exchange in its entirety because I think it tells you everything you need to know about how the Steelers and Mike Tomlin are approaching life without Le'Veon Bell.
Mike, do you feel more comfortable with what you have behind Le'Veon going into Cleveland than you did last year?
Yes.
Why is that?
James. The status and condition and approach of James, being a rookie that missed a lot of time due to soft tissue injuries and lack of general readiness, to a guy that's done the things that we've outlined several minutes in here.
So Mike Tomlin not mincing any words there, right? He is very confident to start James Conner. And you've heard this from players as well. No one seems that worried that Le'Veon Bell is gone. And again, last year, this would have been a major concern for the team. This year, given what James Conner has shown throughout the preseason, he looks like the kind of running back that you can start and win football games with. And while he's not the all-pro that Le'Veon is, he's not going to be the pro bowler that Le'Veon is, the top five, top 10 player in this league that Le'Veon is, the Steelers really don't need that to start the year, right? Again, we're not winning a Super Bowl in week one. We're not winning a Super Bowl in week two. Le'Veon Bell contractually has to be back by week 10. And so he'll be there for the playoff push and into the playoffs as this team makes its run towards the Super Bowl. But here early in the year, no one seems worried in Pittsburgh that Le'Veon's going to miss time. And I think that's a testament to how good James Conner has looked throughout preseason, throughout training camp, and the kind of the transformation that he's made from a rookie player into his second season. Another player who made a big transformation from year one to year two, of course, was Josh Dobbs. And he was kept over Landry Jones as the backup quarterback. Here's what Tomlin had to say as far as the decision to cut Landry Jones and keep Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, it was a very difficult decision, and a lot of our decisions were difficult ones, and I just think that speaks to the process that we had a good 90. Really wasn't about what Landry did or didn't do. It was about what Josh did. Josh was presented with very tangible challenges. He didn't shrink in the face of it. As a matter of fact, he rose up in the face of it and provided good and consistent play for us. We've always acknowledged that his mobility is an asset to him. I think we all got comfortable with his prudent use of it, or his prudent displays of use of it over the course of the preseason. It's helpful to him. It's helpful to us. We just got really comfortable with his growth and development. We expect a lot from second-year players, regardless of position, in terms of growth and development. We spend a lot of time talking about the growth and development of James Conner, and appropriately so, and he's put that on display through this process. You can say the same about Josh Dobbs, and I think that's why he's here.
Now, Ben Roethlisberger also had things to say about this decision to keep Dobbs over Landry Jones. He had his morning radio show today. I didn't get a chance to capture the audio there, but Trib Live did a good job of transcribing that show. So here are some of the quotes that Ben had as far as the decision to keep Dobbs over Landry. Quote, "It was definitely kind of shocking, but I guess I understand why they did it in terms of business-wise. The other guys are cheaper, and they can keep them under contract for three more years." When talking about Landry, he said, quote, "He was so valuable to me when I came off the field. I trusted what he told me. I told Dobbs, you need to prove to everyone that you deserve to be here. I'm not talking about on the field. He's proven that. But what he needs to do is prove he's as valuable as Landry was off the field in terms of film study, when I have a question and him having a good answer for me. When I come off the field after a play, hey, what did you see here? And he can give me an answer. That's where he really needs to step up. So, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, again, very, I think, clearly was a proponent of keeping Landry Jones over Josh Dobbs, as he talked about, from that kind of coaching aspect or as having someone on the sideline that he can lean on for a second opinion at quarterback. Look, Josh Dobbs in his second year, probably not going to be able to provide that early on. But I do think, and I know, you know, Ben is talking about this as far as the Super Bowl window and keeping all eyes on 2018. As I said yesterday, I don't think that's where the Steelers' mindset is right now at quarterback, right? They are clearly designing this more for the future. And so in that way, I do think while yes, Dobbs is not going to be as good as Landry Jones as far as coming off the field and, hey, what'd you see here type of thing. But where that can be valuable is when Ben comes off the field and is talking to Mason Rudolph and Josh Dobbs about what they saw. It can be a learning experience for Dobbs, for Mason Rudolph, for the things that Ben was looking at, for the things that they need to be looking at, right? The questions that Ben's going to have about the defense, right? Or about the things that they saw. I mean, that can be a learning experience for Dobbs, for Mason Rudolph in their development. So yes, this is not going to be as good for Ben, but this is going to be very good for Josh Dobbs and Mason Rudolph and their development. I think that will be key to this as well. Now, Tomlin also talked about Mason Rudolph during his press conference. He was asked, you know, if Mason's only going to get scout team reps and how Mason's going to develop throughout the year getting such limited reps. Tomlin was not willing to characterize it in that way, saying, I'm not going to say that Mason Rudolph is only going to get scout team reps throughout the year. You know, he expects that both guys will get reps throughout practice. And this is something I talked about yesterday, right? I think one of the calculations the Steelers made when keeping Dobbs over Landry Jones is that Mason Rudolph could eventually become the backup this season and eventually start getting backup reps throughout the year. And again, that's going to help Mason Rudolph's development in year two. I mean, Mason Rudolph, you know, again, if Ben were to retire after this season, it doesn't sound like that's going to happen. But, you know, Mason would jump right into the starting role a year from now or 2 years from now. And so, again, all the reps we can get him early on, all of the communication we can have between him and Ben Roethlisberger, you know, that's all going to help Mason as we work towards him becoming the replacement for Ben. And then finally, the last thing I want to talk about from Tomlin's press conference is what he had to say about the outside linebacker position. He was asked if he is comfortable with where the Steelers are right now at outside linebacker, having only three guys at outside linebacker on the roster, those guys being Bud Dupree, TJ Watt, and Anthony Ciccolo. Here's what Tomlin had to say.
Mike, especially given Watt's hamstring, are you okay with the depth that you have at outside linebacker and just one backup going to the opener?
I am.
And so there are no plans to maybe make a roster judgment?
I didn't say that. I just said I was comfortable. I'm not going to disclose my plan. I'm just comfortable.
So Tomlin being very coy there when it comes to what's going to happen at outside linebacker this week. Of course, it is very strange that they're only keeping three. And as I talked about yesterday, could this be a sign that the Steelers are going to be using more defensive backs? You know, even in their, now what I will say is even in their dollar looks, right? Even in their dime looks, they're mostly going with two outside linebackers as edge rushers in those positions. And so, you know, again, only keeping three still doesn't make a whole lot of sense, right? It would make more sense to keep less inside linebackers because those are really the guys who are coming off the field. And so, yeah, look, it is strange that the Steelers only have three outside linebackers on the roster right now, but this could be something boring, right? This could just be bringing up Keon Adams from the practice squad onto the 53, right? Kind of a boring move there, but it's obvious, right? It could be that the Steelers feel like they can use Matthew Thomas as an edge rusher, as we've seen him do throughout the preseason. This could be more of the seminal look that the Steelers are excited about, given how good Vince Williams has looked as a pass rusher, and they used him as an edge rusher in that lineup. They've used Matthew Thomas as an edge rusher a little bit. So, you know, again, they could just be excited about those looks. Or I think what has every Steeler fan kind of buzzing right now is the fact that the Steelers have opened up so much cap space over the last week or so. Of course, today, moving some of Cam Hayward's current year salary into a signing bonus, freeing up another $5 million. Is this the Steelers gearing up to sign a player or trade for a player from another team? Alex Kozora of Steelers Depot has been a big proponent of bringing in a guy like John Simon from the Indianapolis Colts, a player who was cut from there when they went down from 90 to 53. I think he's an interesting player. Again, the Steelers are clearly going to do something here, right? Because, you know, Tomlin had a big smile on his face answering that question. There's clearly something going on. So, you know, what is it? It'll be something certainly to monitor over the next week. And you got to think that it's going to happen relatively soon if it's going to be something that will affect Sunday's game, right? Tomorrow is a big practice for the Steelers, the Wednesday practice when they start installing their game plan. So if there was a roster move to be made from outside the organization, you would expect to hear about that, you know, in the next 24 hours. If not, I think maybe they just move Keon Adams up from the practice squad. And if they're not doing that, then I think it's very likely that we're just going to see more of Vince Williams and Matthew Thomas kind of playing more edge as we saw throughout the preseason. Again, tomorrow, a big day here on Locked On Steelers. We're going to do Crossover Wednesday with Jeff over at Locked On Browns. So we'll be previewing that Steelers-Browns game. Tomorrow, also a big day because will Le'Veon Bell show up? That is going to be big news tomorrow. So we'll probably talk about that on Thursday's podcast if he does or does not show up. All right, that'll do it for me today. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave feedback, SteelerCountry@gmail.com is the email address. You can follow me on Twitter @SteelerCountry, and I'll be back tomorrow with a special crossover episode of Locked On Steelers with Jeff Lloyd of Locked On Browns right here on Locked On Steelers.